Well, I admire all of you for the work you're doing. Were you going to add something, Alexandra?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe you were. I really admire the work that you're doing, and it's Ms. Frau is your teacher who helped to inspire this. Is there anybody else you would like to thank?
Just all the students in our grade that are taking the time to stay paused about this and get our whole community involved, all the people in our community that are really trying to help us be able to do this. Just thank all them for staying positive and trying to do what they can to their part to help all of us.
Now, I'm curious, do you guys all go to high school next year?
Yes, we do.
So have you had a chance to see the high school yet?
Yes.
So do you feel ready? That's a big transition.
Sort of.
I'm glad you've had a chance to see it. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you get out of high school?
Yeah.
We won't commit you to it, but what are you thinking, Addie?
I'm planning on attending college, probably studying something in pre-med, and hopefully going to medical school after that.
Wow, that's a hard act to follow, Alexandra.
During high school, I want to go to the tech school, the CWCTC, for culinary, and possibly do something with that after high school.
That's a great school and a great path, too, if that's the one you take. And what about you, Ava?
I definitely plan on going to college. I kind of want to do something in sales. I'm not sure yet, but something like that.
That's terrific. Sales is an interesting goal. Do you know anybody that does sales?
My mom does, so...
That helps to get some inside experience. Congratulations, and thank you for the work you're doing. I hope you inspire people listening to also take part. Anything else any of you wanted to say that I didn't give you room to say?
I mean, the only thing is just if there's anybody out there who wants to help contribute to this and donate, you can just send your donations to Belle Vernon Area Middle School, and we will add it to our cause and get it sent to California to help.
Excellent. Ava is quite the salesperson, too. if you can get a hold, send something to Belle Vernon Middle School. And if you need contact information or an address, you can write to us at SLB, and we'll make sure you get that. I don't think you have an external Instagram account or anything, so we'll let you know. Or just go to Belle Vernon's website at BVASD, Belle Vernon School District, Belle Vernon Area School District, BVASD.net to get the information. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you so much
for being here. You did a great job broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Where Beltana is coming up with Irish music. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio.org, where you can listen directly on that website, or find our links to TuneIn, Streama, Radio Garden, and other free services that give you a chance to listen whenever you want to.
My baby goes boom, boom, boom to a big brass band. She goes boom, boom, boom to the rock and roll. She goes boom, 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 and evening. That boom, boom, boom gonna save my soul. I may not have a big fun car or a fancy penthouse too, but I got all the love I need and more. Tell you what I'm gonna do. My baby goes boom, boom, boom to a big brass band. She goes boom, boom, boom to the rock and roll. She goes boom, boom, boom in the evening. That boom, boom, boom gonna save my soul. Whether she's trading fours or taking fives or singing in some funky dive, she's my pride and joy, the sweetest drive. I got to be the proudest man alive. My baby goes boom, boom, boom to big brass band. She goes boom, boom, boom to the rock and roll. She goes boom, boom, boom in the evening. That boom, boom, boom gonna save my soul. Lord, my baby goes boom, boom, boom. Oh, my baby goes boom, boom, boom. With a girl goes boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom gonna save your soul.
The Jorgensons here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us. Have you been here all morning long? Have you been in and out and all about? Or are you just joining us? Regardless, thank you for being with us. Beltana is going to be joining us in a moment. This is a four-piece group. Today, bouzouki, Olean pipes, whistles, banjo, mandolin, accordion, upright bass, and guitar. Wow, they are heading to Moundsville, West Virginia tonight. And then coming up next Friday and Sunday, they've got a couple of gigs a little bit closer to Pittsburgh. We'll talk about all of those coming up. We're getting them ready to go and getting a sound check together. And we'll introduce them to you shortly. I just found a request that was asked for earlier, and forgive me, as I just did. We played a song last week that touched a lot of people after we played it. We played it around just before 9 o'clock. This is new into our library. John Ferullo is the artist, and the song is called Love Is Like That.
Stay with me
play with me and be my darling one. Every time I walk, I hear your feet. Every time I walk, I hear your feet. Love is like that. Hearts walk as one. Every time I walk, I hear your feet. Every time I dream, I see your face. Every time I dream, I see your face. Love is like that. Two hearts dream as one. Every time I dream, I see your face. Every time I sing, I hear your voice. Every time I sing, I hear your voice. Love is like that. Two hearts sing as one. Every time I sing, I hear your voice. Every time you cry, my heart breaks. Every time you cry, my heart breaks. Love is like that. Two hearts break as one. Every time you cry, my heart breaks. My heart smiles. Every time you laugh, my heart smiles. Love is like that. Two hearts laugh as one. Every time you laugh, my heart smiles.
John Ferullo and Love is Like That by request. We're getting Beltana ready to go. A quick note that our calendar for March is available for our Youth Media Center. There are activities for just about anything a teen might want to do in the area of self-expression, writing, podcasting, and other forms of media making. If you know a teen or if you are one, take a look at our programs. You can find everything you need at ymc.slbradio.org. ymc.slbradio.org. And while on that subject, our summer camps. We published the schedule this week, and we've already had some registrants. We're excited. We have more scholarships than ever that we are able to offer. Middle school and high school students have three different camps to choose from, and up to 6 weeks to spend time with us on a daily basis, as well as a chance to make new friends, get creative, learn new skills, and share your voice. You can learn about themes, dates, scholarships, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. We're just doing some final checks on the band. They should be ready in just a few moments. So rather than play another full song, we will just give you something to listen to. You know, it also gives me a chance to remind you to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour. It that always sneaks up on me. I don't know about you, but I'm always amazed when it's time to do that. We spring forward 1 hour officially at 2 a.m. tomorrow, but most people will do it before they go to bed tonight, or at 2 a.m. Tomorrow, whichever comes first. But we spring ahead into daylight saving time. And longer daylight hours. Actually, I do have an opportunity to sneak another song in, and as eager as I am to hear Veltina, who is setting up their some instruments, we want to be sure we mic exactly correctly. It gives me a chance to share for the first time a song from an album which is called Looking for the Words, live at the University, at the U of H Coffee House is the name of it. These are recordings from October 30th, 1970, featuring Guy Clark. I think you'll recognize the song you're about to hear, but you're going to hear a very young Guy Clark.
Woman had a man named Johnny and she loved him. You know she laid down a 100-ball suit of clothes, don't you see him? Walking arm in arm down a long canal street, Frankie loved Johnny, Lord, everybody know, cause she told everybody. Now Frankie
Came home one evening just a little bit early, and she thought she'd stop at the corner for a bottle of beer, and she sat down. Told her trouble to the fat bartender, said, "Hey, fat daddy, my loving Johnny been here?" He said, "Frankly, Frankie, oh, I'm terrible sorry that you asked me that question. You know, and I know, I'm about as honest as a man can be. I saw Johnny. He was walking out Maine. He was feeling no pain. He was slipping and a sliding with a gal named Annabelle. So Frankie said, oh, no, no, that can't be so. Now you know, I know that candy man, he would treat me so." She sat down, had a few more beers and shed a few more tears, and I'm stone drag tired getting that mean old run around. So Frankie got out of a taxi on the corner of Clark Street. She looked up, saw old Johnny just swinging there, and she pulled out, took deadly aim with a 44 pistol and shot that Johnny in the middle of his big A-fair. Was a fine looking woman, had a man named Johnny, and she loved him. You know, she laid down a 100-ball suit of clothes, don't you see him? Walking arm in arm down a long canal street. Frankie loved Johnny, Lord, everybody know that she did. Frankie loved Johnny, Lord, everybody know.
That's Guy Clark at the age of 29 at the University of Houston. I'm looking forward to our sharing more of that recording with you in the weeks ahead. Beltina was here with us a few years ago, and it's good to have them back. They're heading to Moundsville, West Virginia for a show at the Strand Theater tonight, and then they'll be back for shows March 14th through the 17th. And one on the 22nd here I see as well. Oh, to be a band with roots in Ireland at this time of the year. They're going to open up with their first song of five, and then we'll get a chance to introduce you to each of the four members here today. Here is Beltina.
One, two, three. Off to the homeland the first time. Familiar beat this heart of mine. Crossing over the immigrant sea, well, it's Dublin for me. Where is it for you to sing your song and make you new? Been too long between want to stay, why go on back to them USA? Still them padded fields will collect their jewels, darling, for you. Down on Grafton Street.
That's Belle Tana here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's great to have you guys back again at this time of the year. Especially, we only want the earth. I was trying to read that guitar to see exactly what Dylan's guitar had to say on it. You're sort of in a Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger mood there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, always, yeah. That's a line from the great Irish kind of revolutionary James Connolly, who said, you know, the Irish, our demands most are modest are, we only want the earth.
I'm glad you explained that, because I wouldn't have known that. I'd like to make sure our audience gets to know each of you. There are four folks here today. You just heard from Dylan Rook. Tell me more about yourself.
Yeah. Dylan joined up with these guys a couple years back and been playing with them. It's been a lot of fun. I do my own singer-songwriter music as well. Played here, you know, years back from Hazelwood here in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I just, I've got family in Ireland. My twin brother lives over there. So this type of music is kind of, you know, really, really connects to me. And really that last song we played, Grafton Street, is kind of about visiting the, you know, the land of our heritage and visiting there for the first time. So
who wrote that song?
I did.
Yeah, it's a great.
Thank you.
That's a great song. I was thinking, because there are some songs with Grafton Street and the title, and I was thinking, not that you're not somebody who can create a good song, but I was thinking it was a cover.
I'll take that.
it is meant in the nicest way possible. George White is playing the bouzouki, so named because it. Let's see, which came first, the instrument or the gun?
I think the Panzer was around before. The bouzouki's probably a bit older. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a Greek instrument originally, and then in the early 60s, an Irish musician went on holiday there and brought one back to Ireland, and now they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument. There's four pairs of strings on it, kind of like a mandolin, but it doesn't look like a mandolin. It's sort of
mandolin.
How long have you played this instrument?
I've been playing the bouzouki now for 18 or 19 years, so long enough.
Hard to learn?
It depends on where you come from. I played mandolin and banjo before this, so it's just kind of adjusting to this one instead.
And Dylan mentioned he hooked up with you guys, so you've been playing this music for a long time as well.
Yeah, I've been playing Irish music now for maybe around 20 years or so. And yeah, this band has been around since 2018, and various members coming and going. No one's really gone yet. So we do have a drummer our drummer's stuck in Australia right now. So
that's first. I think you should get a note, so he can verify. Or have somebody write. Get him to hold up a newspaper with the date.
Yeah, right. So we're going to be tracking his movements.
What's his name?
Bill Butchko. So, Bill, if you're out there, hi.
Hey. Hi. And, yeah. Thank you. We can call him, wake him up.
Yeah.
That was George. And now we're going to go to Connor Freeland, and he's got all the hardware here. My goodness. What's on your lap?
Yeah. I'm playing the Irish Illan pipes, which is the Irish sort of breed of bagpipe. A lot of people don't really know that bagpipes exist in a lot of different countries. And this is the Irish one. So.
And there is a bellows, bag. And there's two. Interesting. Explain how that works. There's like two lungs.
So for audio listeners, this is difficult. But I'm pumping a bellows with my right elbow, which moves air into a bag that sits under my left elbow, which then goes out through a shared stock to power things like the drones, and then another stock where goes through something called the chanter, which is where I play the melody. And then I have a bunch of other pipes that allow me to accompany myself and add little fancy embellishments and stuff. But
Do you have to breathe as you must, right? Are you breathing through a pipe as you play?
Well, I would die if I were to stop breathing, but I'm not blowing into the instrument, correct? Yes.
Ooh, you're right. So you're basically recycling the air, right? Do I have that right?
The inlet from the bellows goes here, so I'm pulling in air and then pumping it into the bag here. Okay. So and then it exits the instrument and reenters the room. But it means that I don't have to worry about the humidity of my breath going through the reeds. It is a reed instrument, by the way. Yes, it's a woodwind.
You don't have to, because with a bagpipe, you're thinking about circular breathing and how can you continue to get air going in to the instrument. That seems like it's no longer something to think about.
Right. Yeah. I don't have to worry about my lung capacity as I would on playing the Scottish pipes.
But you still need to breathe.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. How long have you played pipes?
I have played played the Irish pipes for about 10 years now. I actually started with the Scottish pipes when I was a freshman in high school. And then I shifted to these once I had the time and money to dedicate to it, once I had a real job. So,
how old are these pipes?
This particular set is about 150 years old, actually. This was made in the early 1870s, and I'm very lucky to be the current custodian of it.
Yeah, I thought, that's why I asked. The patina, there's a silver metal that kind of is pewterish looking, but it's, you can tell it's just been worn. It's seen some days. It's really beautiful. Let's go over to meet Andy, who is playing just about every instrument imaginable today. He played banjo on the last tune. He's about to play accordion on this one. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Joined the band after being an Irish in Pittsburgh for a couple years. When did I join? That was 2020. Jeez. What a perfect timing. But mainly beforehand, I was playing mandolin and tenor banjo, and then I joined this group, and they required me to bring the accordion back, which I'm subpar at, so it's now being thrust into every song that Dylan can write, which...
It's a hard load, when you have to be the banjo player and the accordion player in the band, It can be tough.
The most stuff, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's nice to meet you. Gosh, you got two guitars back here and a banjo and accordion. Three. That's an.
We're going to start sharing a guitar occasionally. I hope so. I don't have to bring a guitar, but that's a standard tuned guitar, and this one is an open tuned for reels and things like that. Other stuff.
In a minute, we'll talk a bit about when their next gigs are going to be coming up. I'm going to go back to Dylan to ask what the next song is.
Yeah, so the next song is an old song called Worker's Song. It's been done by a lot of different folks, and I think George knows the original songwriter. I forget the original.
Ed Pickford was the original, and then Dick Houghton was a Scottish musician who kind of brought it a little more popularity, and then a ton of other musicians since then. And now we're adding our name to that long list.
Once again, here's Beltana.
Come all you workers, toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to badge of pride they have robbed. We're the first ones to start, the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shared out. The worker is working with the fat cat's mouth. Oh, when the sky's dark,
Now, what a great sound, great vocals, and hearing the real, was it a real?
That was a hornpipe.
A hornpipe, the real hornpipe jig. Hearing the hornpipe, that was nicely done, kind of gives you a chance to think about the song that preceded it and the depth of its meaning, the fact that it continues to mean more and more with every passing day. You guys have a very busy schedule tonight. You are in Moundsville at the Strand Theater. About how long of a drive is it?
I think it's about an hour or 20 drive from Pittsburgh, so not too far.
Yeah, so okay. So if you're particularly if you're in the South Hills or maybe in Washington, it's not too bad a drive at all. That will be at the Strand Theater. And then, let's see, the Cork Harbor Pub on March 14th. I'm going to need some assistance because I don't know where that is.
That's on 43rd Street, just off of Butler. So it's an Irish pub there in Lawrenceville. Yep.
Okay, and that's also an evening gig.
Yep.
And then,
and we're there every month, every second Friday. We're pretty much at Cork Harbor, so that's our regular kind of home base.
And then on the 15th, which is Saturday, so the Cork Harbor Friday, then Saturday, Ace Avenue Throwing and Altered Genius Brewing.
Yeah, Ace Axe Throwing. So it's at the old bank there, and on 8th Ave in Homestead. Starting the day off there. That's parade day, so busy day for the Irish music. And then we're up in Ambridge at Altered Genius Brewing for the evening.
Ah, got it. So what could go wrong? There's the parade, and I know it's an alcohol-free parade, so it's totally, it is by the rules. So then when are you at the Ace Axe Throwing? I've seen that over on 8th Avenue.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Okay, and there are axes optional to throw. I was watching that place as it was coming into being, and I remember being kind of startled, and now axe throwing is a thing. And then a little bit closer to home, on the day after the parade, if my math is right here, you're going to be at Market Square?
Yeah, Market Square. The city's throwing a big kind of St. Patrick's Day weekend, kind of all sorts of bands and musicians. So we're playing on Sunday at 3 p.m., right?
3:30.
Yeah. 3 o'clock, maybe.
3 to 5:30.
There'll be music if you show up at Market Square.
And then on March 17th, you're going to be in Butler?
On Butler Street, that's again in Lawrenceville. That's at the Pitch, which is an awesome new kind of soccer pub there in Lawrenceville. Great folks down there. So we'll be celebrating actual St. Patrick's Day down at the Pitch.
This is why I'm standing next to Dylan to make sure these notes are all correct.
Sorry, my
nah, you're fine. It looks like Minerva, Ohio, on the 22nd.
Yeah, and we'll be out in Minerva, Ohio, which is where Connor's family's from, and we've been playing a kind of Celtic music day at a theater, the Roxy Theater there in Minerva, Ohio. So that's about, what, an hour out?
It's a couple hours.
Yeah, a couple hours, yeah.
Here's the thing that is amazing, though. If you go to the band's webpage or Instagram, you can probably find all these gigs and more. So it's Beltana and BELTAINE. .band for their website and Instagram, Facebook. The handle is that name, BELTAINE, followed by CEOL. And you'll be able to find them there. You can also go to our website or Facebook page. We've linked from there this morning, too. We've got three more selections to go, I do believe. What's next?
Next song is McAlpine's Fusiliers, an old Irish folk song, kind of working class anthem. And we just yesterday released this song on Bandcamp, so we've got our version up and live. So go download it, play it, and it'll be available streaming pretty soon. So.
Excellent. And as you get ready to play, let me remind you and thank you for listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Once again, live music with Beltana.
Beer. And now we're on the road again with the Calvines. and shuttering jams in the hydra dams or underneath the dams in a hole. Well, I cracked it hard and I got me a card and many a ganger sits across me.
Tonight, it is really a contagious feeling as you listen to these guys. It's hard to keep still. They make you want to dance and sing along, and I know that's coming through the radio, and I hope you'll consider checking out their schedule. That song was just dropped on streaming services, so you can look for Beltonaut. Oh, only on Bandcamp. Okay. Streaming soon, but on Bandcamp and YouTube. He said only on Bandcamp. Now, if you're gonna hassle me about breathing, you know, I'm no, it's I'm glad you clarified that. Where does the name come from? Normally, I wouldn't ask a question like that, but I want to be sure people know how to spell it, and this might help.
So, Bealtaine is. It's an old Irish pagan festival. A lot of people know like Samhain compared to Halloween. Beltane is the opposite end of the year spectrum. So it's the month of May in Irish. It's the band started in May. Myself and Connor have birthdays in May. So it just kind of fell into that. There's also a popular band called Lunasa, which is another month in Irish. So we kind of stole that bit. But
so when you say an old Irish pagan festival, do you mean the pagans are old or the festival is old?
Oh, both. A pre-Christian festival. Old, like, Bronze Age Ireland is when it started. So
kind of like the age of those pipes over right there. Okay. So it's spelled Beltaine, and add .band after that. And that's how you get to their Bandcamp site. If you add CEO and L, that becomes an Instagram and Facebook handle. So it is Beltaine.
And then, yeah, Beltaine, and the second word there is Kiel, which is the Irish word for music.
Excellent. They've got yet another song to do. I want to ask about the guitar because this is not the one that's open. I always figure, how am I going to get to Andy without inadvertently stepping on an accordion, a banjo, or an iPad? Tell me about the guitar. It's a neat-looking instrument. It seems a little bigger-bodied.
Yeah, I went for a bigger sound when I was looking for a guitar, so it took me a long time to find, and I ended up getting a bigger body for the standard tuning guitar songs that I play. And then when I was carrying so much stuff, I decided to get a Taylor Mini, and then I tuned that for open. So still a nice big sound. It's got pickups, so it doesn't need to be, you know, as big, because I don't usually play acoustically.
Yeah, it looks nice, and it's, I don't know what the wood is, but it's light in color. Epiphone, just maybe maple, I'm guessing.
Oh, that I'm not sure of.
Spearstop maple sides.
Look at that. I just had to buy it. Just needed it to work.
Yes. Well, we've got the next song. You want to tell me about what you're doing now?
The next song is another original that I wrote in December, I believe, or end of November. One of our friends, Jessamine, was reading through Irish history and came across a story about a man during the Easter Rising by the name of James Kearney. There was a particular part of Dublin where the battle was going on called St. Stephen's Green. And every day they would call a ceasefire so that James Kearney could go out and feed the ducks in the park. And she was like, why isn't there a song about the ducks? And so we wrote a song about the ducks.
What a concept for a song. Beltaine here again.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4. It was in April 1916, and dear old
Shine Mountain, let the truth in. The citizens' army will free us from the crown. They've found the park already occupied by the feathered fools, the ducks of Dublin.
Tonight, it is so much fun to hear these guys singing out loud and together in beautiful harmonies, the instruments coming together. I hope that you'll consider getting a chance to see them, whether it be tonight in Moundsville on March 14th at the Cork Harbor Pub, March 15th at Ace Axe Throwing, then in the evening at Altered Genius Brewing, as long as you guys will survive the axe throwing.
We make it that long.
Sure. Then March 16th, downtown at Market Square, the day after the parade, and coming up also on Butler Street. What's the name of this place on Butler? The Pitch. The Pitch, very good. And then in Minerva, Ohio on the 22nd, best thing to do is go to bealtina.band, where you'll see everything listed, or follow them on Facebook at Bealtina, C-E-O-L. You probably can Google a reasonable spelling of Bealtina Music Irish and get to these guys.
We'll make it easy for you. Homework.
Yes, I understand. It's our last chance to talk for this segment today. Anything any of you wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you?
Yeah, I kind of covered it. I would say have Connor introduce this last song, and there's some cool history there.
Well, let me make my way over to Connor without stepping on any whistles or pipes or Connor himself.
Yeah, sure. This last one is a set of jigs that I put together a little while ago. Traditional Irish music. George and I host traditional Irish sessions all around the city every Thursday, every week, year round. We're playing jigs and reels somewhere around the city, and this is a set that kind of grew out of that. And
hornpipes at all?
Occasionally hornpipes, occasionally polkas, occasionally mazurkas. You never really know what you're going to get. So yeah.
As long as we're talking about details, are these Kaylees or
So a ceilidh is a specific thing. Like a ceilidh dance is an event where there will be like, you know, there's someone calling the dance, and it's a more structured thing than the sessions that we're playing.
That's what I thought ceilidh would be a dance event. So these are more, would it be right to call them jam sessions or performances?
Yeah. Jam session is probably the closest thing that that I would describe it as. It's maybe a little less loose than what you think of as like a regular jam session, but yeah, it's, you know, if you're into Irish music, bring an instrument, sit down, sing a song, come have a pint with us,
or just listen. Or not that that's just, it's important. But I guess I think some people think, I always joke about, there's a subculture for everything, or there's this is not a closed club. I mean, you can come to these events, and I think you'll feel welcome, and you can enjoy celebrating this aspect of the world and of life. Anything else you need to say? I see you've, it says Schadenfreude. Is that what you've...
Yeah, that's sort of an inside joke that... came out of this set of tunes, and we'll leave it a secret and an exercise to the listeners to try to figure out why it's called that.
It's a multilingual experiment. Thank you very much for being here today. And once again, here they are, Bealtaine.
Ready? Yep.
Thank you.
The Altana, thank you.
What a great set. Thanks also to our other guests today.
Altana, thank you.
What a great set. Thanks also to our other guests today, Scott Polly from Chatham Baroque, our Mount Lebanon High School imaginative writers, Tilly, Gabby, Mira, and Hannah, and from the Bell Vernon Area Middle School, lend a hand to California Project, Ava, Addison, and Alexandria. Alexandra Ellis, Dorm Technical Associate, and Chad Green, our Technical Director, did a great job with today's mix. Robert Gray is our Director of Operations. Ty Trosky, Books.
5 o'clock, your dial is tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Fontana and the Mindbenders, the game of love. How does that game of love played anyways? Is that more? Well, you got to have more than one player. That's the one thing. If not, well, never mind. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon Doo-Wop, your Salt in a Swing, your Cup Loudly graduate of the Chetwick Institute of Group Pharcology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up till the 3 o'clock hour. Broadcasting this week from Greenville, Tennessee. We are crashing at, we're invading my father-in-law Dave's home space. He and I are going to talk about growing up in Shadyside and about memories of Wiley Radio. What was Wiley Radio? Well, we'll tell you about that in a little while. We're also going to talk to the folks at the Bulls Gap Railroad Museum. And if we're lucky, we're going to hear from Park Overall, probably the most famous person to come out of Greenville, Tennessee since Dave Ritter or since Andrew Johnson. So stay tuned. Lots more coming your way. But no phone calls, please. Please no requests. Save them for another time. This is the sound of the Chiffons on Radio 9.